This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Tuesday, February the 6th, 2018. We're in the second Mishnah, 8th chapter, Mishnah Nazir, and the first two in the 9th chapter. Mishnah Bet, another complicated Mishnah in the 8th chapter. Right? Yesterday we had two Nazirs, one Safek. Now we have one Nazir and two Safek. So Nazir Shayatame B'Safek and Mukhlat B'Safek. So the Nazir, we are not sure if he is Tameh Mace, right? He's Tameh B'Safek, maybe he came in contact with the corpse. Umuchlat B'Safek, and maybe is a Mitzorah, right? Maybe a Mukhlat is somebody who is set aside as a certain Mitzorah, but we're not sure if they were or not. So the Mishnah says, Ocha B'Kodshim Acha Shishim Yom, you can eat Kodshim after 60 days, it will get rid of your impurity. Of Tuma and Mitzora, it'll take 60 days. Vishosa Yayin and Mitama Lamesim Achameh Vasum Yom, but to get yourself out of your Nazirus will take 120 days. So let's take a moment and try and figure that out. All right, so each of those people has to shave, both the Nazir, right, at the end, a Nazir who becomes Tameh, the Nazir who is pure, the person who is a Mitzora, right? They all have to shave, but because we're in a situation of doubt, they will not count. One shaving does not count for multiple things. Each has to be its own. So after this situation arises, right, the first thing the Nazir has to do is get out of being a Tameh Mace. So you do day 3 and 7. You get the ashes of the Parah Adum, the red heifer, you go to the mikvah. Now, if you shaved during that time, and you were actually not Tameh, you'd be in violation of your vow of Nazirus. So the shaving that comes with becoming Tameh Mace, right, at this time has to wait till after 30 days. So after the first 30 days, so you take 7 days, you purify. Then after the first 30 days, the person shaves. Now, maybe that is shaving because they messed up. Right? Maybe it is shaving because they're a Nazir and they're finished. Or maybe this is the shaving of the Mitzorah. If indeed they were really a Mitzora, but not Tameh Mace. So that shaving could be a lot of different things. And therefore, you take another 30 days, right? And you shave after that as well. Now, that will take care of, the first 30 days will take care of both being Tameh Mace and the Mitzorah. And therefore, after 60 days, you can go ahead and eat Kodshim. But now you still have a problem. Right? The shaving does not work for multiple items. So it could well be at this point you've taken care of, let's say you were both Tameh Mace, you came in contact with a corpse, and you were a Mitzorah. Now you're at day 60, you can eat Kodshim, but you still have to wait, right, 30 days and do your Nazirus again and then shave because you became Tameh, possibly. So after 30 days, you shave because you messed up that first Nazirus, and then you have to go ahead and redo the Nazirus again. Another 30 days, that gets you to day 120. Right, and the Mishnah then tells us at the end, Shetiglachas hanega docha letiglachas hanazir bizman shehu vadai. Right, the shaving of the Mitzorah pushes aside the prohibition of shaving when you're a Nazir, because that's the shaving of mitzvah, but only when it's a certainty. And then you would shave for the Mitzorah and you would keep counting your days of Naziros and you'd be finished in short order. Ava bizman shehu safek ena docha, when you're only a doubtful mitzora, that's right, safek of a mitzvah, doubtful of a shaving of mitzvah, that's not going to override or push aside the Nazirus, and then you're back to what we have as 60 and 120. Perek Tet Mishnah Aleph. Hagoyim Ein Lahem Nazirus. Right? Non-Jews do not, right? The concept of the Nazirus does not apply to them. Nashim ve'avadim, right? Women, Jewish women, and servants, yesh lahem Nazirus. They indeed do have Nazirus, right? They do have, right? They can vow and become Nazirs. But chomer b'nashim ve'avadim. There is a stringency by women rather than slaves. Shehu kofe es abdo, a person can force his servant to be a nazir. Vena kofe es isha, but you can't force your wife to become a nazir. And chomer ba'avadim mi binashim, there is a stringency by servants as opposed to women. Right, shehu mefer nidre ishto, ve'eno mefer nidre abdo. Right, the husband can annul the wife's vow of nazirus, but he cannot annul his servant's vow. Right, the Mishnah continues, Hefer le'ishto, hefer alamis. Right, if his wife takes a vow of nazirus and he annuls it, even if they subsequently get divorced, once it's annulled forever. Right, we don't say now they're no longer married. It restarts or it kicks back in. No, once it's done, it's done. Hefer la'avdo. Right, now, we said that he can't be mefir. Right? He can't undo his servants. He can't annul it, but he can force him to override it. So if that happens, yatzel cheirus mashlem niziruso. Right, if the owner tries... Right, or tells and instructs his servant to violate the vow of Nazirus, which he is allowed to, once the servant goes free, so then he has to go ahead and complete that Nazirus. Because the Nazirus did take effect. The owner cannot annul it. He can simply force him to override it, but since it's still there, once he goes free, he indeed has to finish his Nazirus. And then the end of the Mishnah has an interesting debate. Avar mikineged panav. So now you're not in front of... right. The slave is not in front of the owner. So you have to observe the Nazirus then. So Rameir, Omer lo yishter, Rameir says, if he's not forcing you to violate it, so you can't drink the wine, right? The Nazirus is in effect. Rabbi Yossi, Omer yishter. Rabbi Yossi says, no, even at that point you can drink wine because you're always, I says to Kati, you're always, under the thumb of the owner. Mishnah Bet. So Mishnah Bet introduces us to an interesting kind of tumah, and that is tumas hatahom, right? Tumah that was hidden in the depths of the earth, where we're a little bit more lenient than, a body that is buried in a regular grave. So the Mishnah teaches us as follows: Nazir Shigilach. So you have a nazir, 30 days, brought his sacrifices, shaved. The whole thing is over. And now somebody came to him and said, listen, buddy, on day 21, you were tame. So poor Nazir, now it's all undone. So the Mishnah says, Im tuma yedua. So, sir, if that was a tuma that was known to mankind, so then he became tame. Whatever the shaving, the sacrifices are for naught, he's got to go back and do it again. But the im tumas hatahom, eno so, sir. If the tumma was a tumma of, this is a specific leniency with tumas hatahom, if this was one of the impurities from, the depths of the earth, and you were told after you completed your nazirus, it would not undo, it would not, destroy the nazirus. Now, imad shelo gilach, ben kach sosa. Now, if you had not yet completed your nazirus, you didn't shave, and somebody let you know, so either tumma, the regular one, or the hidden one, is going to undo the Nazirus. But once you're finished your Nazirus and you shaved, if somebody comes and says you were tame, there is a distinction between whether it is a known tuma or the hidden tuma. Ketzat. So now the Mishnah says, well, what's the case? What are we talking about here? Yarad lit bol b'ma'ara. You go down to take your dip in a cave. right? Cool off, right? Immerse in the mikvah. Use the cave, the water's there. V'nimtza meit tzaf al pi ha-ma'ara. You find the corpse is floating in your mikvah. That's pretty bad, right? That would scare the bejeebies out of somebody. You go into the mikvah and there's a corpse floating there. We'd never go back to that mikvah. All right, tame. So then you become tame, because that is a known corpse. Nimsa mishuka bikarka hame'ara. If you found that corpse, that it was, all right, mishuka, it was sunken in, it was to the bottom of the cave. All right, so yarad lahaker tahor. If you went in simply to cool off, all right, so then you're tahor. But if litame mitumas mace, if you went in to become, right, to purify yourself from tumas hames, tame, you indeed remain tame. Shecheskas tame tame vecheskas tahor tahor. Shiraklayim ledavar. Right, that you go down simply, you're in a state of tara, and you go down simply to cool off. So then you remain tahor. But if you went down, you were already in a state of tuma, and you go down to try and purify yourself, so then you remain tame, because the chazaka that you have, right, the established status, if your established status is tame, you remain tame. And if your established status is tahor, is pure, you remain pure. Right? When we say raglayim ledavar means that there's legs to it. You have something to stand on. And the continuation of your assumed status is, those are indeed legs to stand on. But that's, again, the Mishnah is giving us the example of what does it mean? What's the distinction? How do I know if it is a tuma yedua, if it is a known tuma, or if it is a hidden one? And that's the difference between whether the corpse is floating or the corpse is, buried beneath in the land. And then, of course, there's the distinction as to whether you go, right, in the case which it brings, the illustration case, whether you're going down to cool off or to purify oneself. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join us tomorrow.